Good Day Journal. People want to know why you don't seem to age everywhere you go. The question is not insinuating that you made a pact with the devil or some evil spirit to gain immortality or longevity. They're not asking why you don't age because we all age. Aging is inevitable. To live is to age. Instead, the true nature of the query is why you seem to be aging slower than your peers. How, they wonder, can a person of your age not look your age, but look one-third or one-half your age? You look the way that you do because of karma. Karma is a process of action. Yes, to you, karma is about cause and effect. Everything about your life, good or bad, results from a preceding action or previous event. Everything good or bad in your life is produced by the act, habits, and behavior, resulting in an outcome others know as the effect. You remain in the best shape of your life because of karma. There's no good health reward because you once cared for yourself. The reward of good health comes because you take care of yourself day after day. The action is self-care, intensive care of your mind, body, and soul. The result? Your reward is slow aging, a mind, body, and soul far healthier than your peers. Karma is a universal principle. It is not just something that is for the Buddhist. Sure, you spent time with the Buddhist monks in Bali, but that is not when you first understood karma. Your introduction to karma began when your mother introduced you to the first two commandments in the Bible. Love thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love thy neighbor as thyself. These first two commandments are considered the most essential two commandments of them all. The first two commandments also tell you all you need to know about karma. Loving God or the spirit, the universe, the divine, or whatever name one wants to choose is a command to love something bigger than yourself. It is a command to act to serve the greater good. It is a command to recognize your life's smallness and largeness. The order reminds you that life is a great circle. The command informs that you do things daily to keep the great circle connected, or do something that disconnects, degrades, and destroys humanity. You have the significance of a gnat, and at the same time, you have the importance of a king. How we live our lives can illustrate this fact. Viewed as nothing but a gnat, our history small mind thinking rulers. There are rulers of kingdoms that history did not bother to record or remember because they did nothing to expand or improve life's great circle. Conversely, there are peasants whose time on the planet is unforgettable. Because of their noble deeds, some formerly enslaved people today are reverenced as kings and queens. Nobodies that everyone remembers as somebodies, that time will not allow anyone ever to forget. That's what karma produces. If your actions are righteous, goodness and mercy tend to follow you, at least until your deeds cease to be virtuous. If your actions are immoral, goodness and mercy remain absent from your life until you change your evil ways. Loving your neighbor as yourself is also karma. As you steadily repeat, you must first understand and know how to love yourself. You love yourself by recognizing that you are the visible image, the human manifestation of the Creator. You love yourself by appreciating that you are a mortal, imperfect vessel the Spirit dwells in. Loving yourself as your neighbor means setting an example of caring deeply about your body, the vessel where the Spirit dwells. Loving your neighbor as yourself means conceptualizing in your heart everything possible for you to accomplish as one made in the image of the Creator. Only if you love yourself will you be able to love your neighbor. As it is, you will then only know and understand that your neighbor is no different from you. Inside your neighbor dwells the same spirit that authorized your birth and lives in you. Your neighbor's composition is no different from yours. You are both made in the Creator's image. The origin story of your humanity is identical. And so, you will take great care of yourself so that you might lend a hand to your neighbor when your neighbor needs a helping hand. You will take care of yourself to your fullest potential so that your neighbor forever has a clear and present reminder of how we are to love ourselves and thereby love one another. Day after day, you love you some you. Each day you show love to the divine when you show love to yourself, mind, body, and spirit. Part of that love results in karma. The actions you take to eat right and work out consistently result in your youthful appearance. You look nothing like your peers because you don't partake in the reckless and irresponsible actions of your peers. You don't eat food unless it gives you life. Food capable of helping you to grow strong, not decay. You prefer food that can reproduce more than just a meal for you. Your diet mainly consists of food that can, before consumption, give birth to new life. You avoid preservative-laden, fatty, salty foods. You eat as much fresh fruit and vegetables as possible. Mango is particularly succulent in Bali this time of the year. Ah, yes, sweet, moist, mouth-watering mango. You still move your body for at least 90 minutes daily. You always include strength training and cardiovascular exercise. You walk every opportunity you get, especially when you are at home in Bali. You do these things because you believe in karma. You cannot have a good life without doing good things for the Creator and your neighbor. You can only have excellent health if you take great care of yourself and model what truly great health looks like for your neighbor. There are lots of people perpetrating the fraud of taking care of and loving themselves. So many folks foolishly measure themselves against those who do a mediocre to a piss poor job of caring for the divine's temple. Too many people do the bare minimum and idiotically think they will look good bare naked, sexy and buff, and cause you to be hot and bothered when they are nude. Wrong. But not you. You are generally in the best health and shape of your life. You are so because you understand the rule of cause and effect daily. To be healthy, wealthy, and wise today, you must act in healthful, affluent, and intelligent ways. To remain in excellent health, maintain abundant wealth, and share timeless wisdom, you must take excellent care of your health, produce and make prudent financial decisions, and spend your time not on the nonsense of the world, but on higher thinking today. And that's karma. That's why you still have the same glorious youthful appearance of 165 pounds of twisted steel covered in ooey gooey, melt in your mouth, not in your hands, hot, dark, sexual chocolate. That's why you will forever be guided by and follow the spirit's practice of karma.
That's karma. Reflect and write. Everything, good or bad, in your life is produced by your actions, your habits, and your behavior, and they result in an outcome others know as the effect. To be healthy, wealthy, and wise, you must act in healthful, affluent, and intelligent ways. to remain in excellent health, maintain abundant wealth, and share timeless wisdom, you must take excellent care of your health, produce and make prudent financial decisions, and spend your time not on the nonsense of the world, but on higher thinking today. Take time today to reflect on your habits and behaviors. Are they leading you to the life you always imagined? Do your habits exemplify your commitment to loving and caring for the divine's temple? If not, what are you waiting for? It's time to heed the reminder that karma is a process of action. Yes, karma is about cause and effect. Everything about your life, good or bad, results from a preceding action or previous event. Consider your last action. Is it a reflection of the best version of yourself? Will it yield the effect that you want? Now act. Do an audit of this day. Create a document with two columns. List the first one, action. Then label the second, effect. List every single action you have taken today. No action is too small, including things like time spent on social media, movement of your body or the lack thereof, even water consumption. Every action is fair game. Once you've listed the actions, list the corresponding effect of that action. Now review your list. Is the list leading you to the life you want? If not, cross out the actions you need to eliminate to produce the life you most desire. Now journey forward.